Well, look, one of the things I want to discuss with you today is that an all too prevalent perception in Christianity and the culture is that heaven is going to be one big bore. Pardon the golf analogy, but I've heard more than one person say that a never-ending repetition of hole-in-ones would make even Tiger Woods want to give up the game of golf. Of course, that is far from what heaven will be. Heaven will be a place of continuous learning, of growth, of development. And by nature, humans are finite. And that's how it's always going to be. Therefore, while we will have an incredible capacity to learn, we will never come to an end of learning. Knowing everything would be more like hell than heaven. We need progress. We need hope. We need to look forward to knowing something new tomorrow that we don't know today. Mystery is the food of the mind. If we truly said, I have seen everything, as Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, we would conclude, as did the author of Ecclesiastes, that all is vanity. Only omnipotence can bear the burden of omniscience. Only God's shoulders are strong enough to carry the burden of infinite knowledge without losing the joy. Well, here's a couple of things you ought to think about when you think about the notion of whether or not heaven is going to be boring. To begin with, we will never in heaven come to the end of exploring our Creator. Imagine finally beginning to get a handle on how God is one in nature and yet three in person, or how Jesus Christ can at once be fully God and fully man. Imagine exploring the depth of God's love and His wisdom and holiness. Imagine forever growing in the capacity to fathom His immensity, His immutability, His incomprehensibility. And then to top it all off, the more we come to know Him, the more of Him there will be to know. Not only that, but we will never come to an end of exploring the Creator's creative handiwork. The universe will literally be our playground. Even if we were capable of exhausting the new heaven and the new earth, God, of course, could create brand new vistas for us to explore. One final point. We in heaven will never come to the end of exploring fellow Christians. Our ability to appreciate one another will be enhanced exponentially, and we'll always express itself more freely and in more diverse ways. Imagine being able to love another human being without even a tinge of selfishness. Well, will heaven be boring? Absolutely not. We will learn without error, but make no mistake about this. We will learn. We will grow. We will develop in heaven. As has been so well said, I don't remember who said it, but someone said, we in heaven are going to remain like the tiny figures in a Chinese landscape, small subjects in an enormously larger objective world. Far from being dead and dull, heaven will be an exhilarating, exciting experience that will never come to an end. Now, if that's true, we should fix our eyes not on passing vanities, but rather on eternal verities. We should have an eternal perspective. As Randy mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast today, I'm going to be taking your questions on heaven. Heaven, what is it? Other questions that you might have, you can call in your question by simply dialing 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. I've written about a lot of this in a book called Resurrection, but more to the point, the DVD and CD are now available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute of a message I gave last year on heaven, what is it? So for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, call or write or go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and order Heaven, What Is It? One other thing I want to mention, and that is the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And I have been autographing or personalizing the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition for people that have asked me to do that. And for a gift of $100 or more, we've been sending the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition out to you, and that has certainly helped our ministry financially. That offer is still available if you want the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition personalized for a gift of $100 or more. Just give me a call at 888-7000-CRI. You can check this out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Also, the Complete Bible Answer Book is now available through family bookstores as well, and only through the Christian Research Institute and family bookstores. In a few months, it'll be available in bookstores everywhere, but right now we have the exclusive along with family bookstores. So if you do go to family bookstores and pick up a copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, just let them know that Hank sent you.